Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome on in, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Joel, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. It is Eagles Radiothon. What a show this morning. Howie Roseman, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. We got a lot to do today on the Midday Show. A disaster at Citizens Bank Park last night. Citizens Bank Park, which is now, after yesterday. I hope everyone's okay. I hope the seats are still there after Taijuan Walker allowed the Astros to bomb him for six innings. A lot to do. Of course, a lot of Eagles. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're really confident, fellas, let that bald spot show. That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to go ahead and let this hair grow and let this bald spot on display.
Grow it in, let it ride?
Just let it ride. I'm just going to let it ride for about a couple months.
All right.
Just going to let this bald spot just do what it do.
Oh, a couple months. That's a long-term plan.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it ride.
Long-term hair plan here. All right. Everyone, we got a lot to get to today, including an investigation later on one of our own at WIP. Great draft last night. The Midday Show Fantasy League Draft Chickies. We had a lot of fun, and we appreciate everyone being out there with us. And Hugh, listening to Howie a few minutes ago, and listening to Saquon Barkley this morning, listen to Jalen Hurts, you know what I am? I'm fired up here for the Eagles, which play, what is this, a week from tomorrow night?
Not too long. Hey, college football will start tonight.
Yeah, football's back. And we'll get to
Colorado and what, North Dakota State?
That's right, Prime coaching tonight. So we'll get to a lot of Phillies, of course, because yesterday was a disaster and the Braves come in tonight. But we'll start with the Eagles here.
Was it a disaster?
Yes, it was a disaster. I mean, that guy's not a major league pitcher. I'm not even saying his name for the first hour of the show. He's not a big league pitcher. But, Hugh, I am fired up for the Eagles. We are a week away from the start of the season here,
yes.
Okay? Tomorrow will be Friday. A week from tomorrow night, we have a game. And, you know, I can feel the excitement, and I can feel the anticipation, and I can feel the expectations ratcheting up every single day here, Hugh. They
yes.
are ratcheting it up.
It won't be long now.
No, it won't. And every day we talk to our audience, I feel that people are starting to believe this could be something special. And look, I'm not here this morning to throw cold water on whatever you believe. If you believe and you...
I feel like you're about to.
I'm not.
I feel like it's about to happen.
I'm not. I just want to know where you're at this morning on the Eagles and the expectation for the season. And I'll just tell you where I'm at. I think this team could be very good. We see all the talent with the skill position players. We
yes.
see two new coordinators. I think they have a renewed sense of energy after what happened last year. And I liked a lot of the players they brought in this offseason. And the draft seems like it could be a real big hit with Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. But I also see this. It's a very young football team. Sixth youngest team in the NFL. I see more established contenders in the NFC that I think have less question marks than them, including San Francisco. Now, they have some with some guys that haven't shown up to camp yet, but they're a more established, older roster. Detroit, who was better last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the team with two new coordinators. They may need time to figure this thing out. I look at the other teams in the NFC that are a little bit more established, closer last year to a Super Bowl. And I see a team in transition without Fletcher Cox, without Jason Kelce. And I think the future is bright, but I don't look at this year as Super Bowl or bust. I think I do. I know you do. It's not that for me. I have expectations of they should be good. They should be a contender. But when I think of Super Bowl or bust, you know what I think of Super Bowl or bust?
What's that?
Your team in 2004.
Yeah.
That was a team that for years had been building towards it and was older, including you and some of the defensive guys. You guys had played together 4, 5, 6 years. It was that now or never. 2004 had to be it. I look at this Phillies season with considering how many guys are in their 30s. This is World Series or bust. I don't have Super Bowl or bust expectations for the Eagles because I think this they have got a long runway. This is more of a transition, get back to foundational winning kind of year. Hugh Douglas, where are you? Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the
Eagles?
Oh,
without question. I feel like, and this is where, you know, I'm going to try to sprinkle you a little bit with some of this game, Joe,
okay.
Is that when you think of the New York Jets, even though they had their quarterback get hurt in the first game of the season, like the first three plays.
Yep.
Their aspirations are Super Bowl or bust. You talk about definitely the Buffalo Bills' aspirations are Super Bowl and bust.
Totally.
The Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about all those teams, like last year, you talk about the Dolphins. That was really the first year that they kind of, you know, with their new coach and everything, where they kind of made their mark. So when I look at this Eagles team and everything that you're saying is true, there's a lot of players that are not there anymore, and you know we're losing Hall of Fame players and all of this other good stuff, and we have a new offense and everything like that. All of that is true, but the mission doesn't change. You just don't have the luxury of having what some other teams like the San Francisco 49ers have going into the season. But even when you talk about the San Francisco 49ers, they've had their problems. Brandon Ayuk don't want to be there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
He wants more money.
Like the offensive lineman Trent Williams.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't there. Last time I checked.
He's not, but that's a team I consider Super Bowl bust. They have to pay Brock Purdy after this year. They're older in a lot of spots. If the Niners don't win it this year, the window might just slam shut. They're not going to win. The Eagles' window, I view as longer than this, bigger than this. I think they're going to be good for the next 3, 4, 5 years. It's a matter of, like, I'll just paint a picture for you this way. If the Eagles go 10-7, 11-6, and get knocked out in the first or second round. I'll be disappointed, but I won't say that was a bad season or that was a bust of a season.
I mean, you don't have, like, as a fan, you could feel that way. But as a player that have reached the mountaintop, like they did, Jalen did.
Yeah, they got close 2 years ago. They're right there.
That is where you're trying to go. That's what you're trying to do. Like, there's a bad analogy in there somewhere. I don't have it with me right now, but give me a little bit of time. I'm going to figure one
we'll
out for
it,
you.
Yeah.
But the point is this. You don't have the success that Jalen has had in his young career and then sit back and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just settle for just being, you know, we got a new offensive coordinator. We got a new defense. Everybody young. I'm just going to do the best that I can this year. You know, because I know this year, realistically, might not be my year. No, bump that. Every year. Because I've been there. I know what it takes to get there. You got the blueprint.
Hmm.
You know what it takes. It's not a mystery anymore. You went to the Super Bowl. You damn near won it. So it ain't a mystery. It's not like this is your first playoff run and you're a team that doesn't understand what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. You know what it takes. You got the pattern. Hell yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust.
So they do, but a lot of that team is gone.
Like, I don't care.
Well, but I do, but it's not the same guys.
No, but
there's no Kelce, there's no Fletcher.
You ever seen the Book of Eli?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
You never seen the Book of Eli? Basically, the premise of the movie was Denzel Washington is running around with this book, and he's protecting this book with his life because it's the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to give the word to everybody else. Jalen got the word. He's just trying to. He got to spread the gospel to everybody else.
That was a good analogy. That's
right
one of
there.
Your better ones.
That was a.
Oh, we're off and running now.
Look at this.
Wow,
it's almost football season up in this piece.
Now, don't set the bar too high. Okay. We can't expect okay. those every
but that's
day.
What I'm talking about. But that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the bar. That's the bar right now for this team. Man, I'm trying to get to New Orleans.
I know.
I don't know about you.
I know you are. And
I'm trying to get some of them, what they call them, hand grenades.
Make sure you say hand. Yeah, it's a drink, right?
Yeah, it's a drink.
Let's not be dangerous here.
No, all right. Like, yes,
215-592-9494. Howie Roseman was on with the morning show just about 25 minutes ago. He was asked about the expectations and the hopes for this season. Here's how Howie framed what he's feeling right now.
Do you believe this is a team that can go win the Super Bowl? Well, I think we got to go prove that. You know, I think at the end of the day, though, what I will say is that there is no other goal. You know, once you taste that confetti, once you stand up there and you hold that trophy, there is no other mindset. There is nothing like, hey, let's win a playoff game and then go have cocktails on the beach and that's a great season. You know, I just feel like for me, it's got to be like the best feeling that you could ever have. And for our fans and for our team, certainly for me personally. And so, you know, I won't stop until we get back there. And then, you know, I hope at the end of it, I'm going, let's go get another one.
Look, I love Howie, and I love the way he talks about expectations because he lives that, and he wants to win every single year, and that's what we should want the people that run these teams to do. But I'll just frame it for me this way. I'll think about the last three times the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. I wasn't around in 1980. 2004, I felt that was a Super Bowl or bust season. You guys were older. That it had to be then.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that way heading into 17 or 22, but then, look, I reserve the right to change my mind. Hugh, if they start off 8-0, it becomes like they better win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. There.
But Howie said it there, and I thought it was interesting. We have to go prove that.
Yes.
So 8 weeks from now, if they're 8-0 or 7-1, then maybe I will feel that. Today, I don't feel this is Super Bowl or bust.
No, but they have to prove it. Like, and you're well within your rights to feel the way that you feel. But just like Howie said, you got to prove it. I guarantee you, everybody in that Philadelphia Eagles organization right now, that's the goal. Like, without a doubt.
I don't give a damn. I agree with you.
Cooper
I'm sure
DeJean,
it is.
Quinyon Mitchell, all them young cats. What I'm doing, I'm going to give you the book of Eli. I got the blueprint. I'm just going to teach it to you. And you got to come along for this ride. That's how it works, man. That's how it works.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'll kind of compare it to your teams in 2001, 2000 to 2001. When you lost in the playoffs to the Giants and the Rams, mm-hmm. I didn't think those were busts of seasons. You guys were building something, especially the 0-1 title game loss to the Rams. You guys were building something. The next year, 0-2, that was a bust. You should have won that game. I consider this more like 0-1. Like this, I think it's building.
You know,
I don't think it's like they have to win the Super Bowl this year.
You know what? If I'm being honest, we should have beat the Rams. In my opinion, that's the year we should have went to the Super
sure.
Bowl.
But they were favorites. They were favorites.
But we had them on the ropes.
I know you should have beat
them.
We
had them on the ropes. And if Troy, I believe this with my heart of hearts, if Troy Vincent wasn't hurt, we'd have went to the Super Bowl and we'd have beat the Patriots that year because we were on fire. That first half, we were all over them like a pair of tight underwear. We were all over the Rams. That second half, when Troy, because Troy pulled his groin bad. Yeah. Troy had to have surgery, but he still played. If Troy wasn't hurt, that game would have a different outcome. That's the year that I believe we were going to the Super Bowl. That, like, out of all the ones that hurt, the Tampa one hurt, but that's the one where I felt that we should have went. You feel like that every year, man. It works like this, Joe. When you get a taste of something that you've never had before, that sweet nectar, if you will, it's like it becomes an addiction. And you want to take another bite of the apple. You want to get another sip of the wine or whatever. That's what it was like going to the playoffs because that was my first time being here in Philadelphia was ever being in a playoff
sure.
atmosphere
yeah.
and that feeling. It's like a drug and you're chasing the next high, if you will. You're chasing that and that's what the playoffs are. So they've already had a taste of the good stuff. Like, they've had a hit.
They have. But the team has turned
that's
over a lot.
That's probably a bad analogy.
Yeah.
Drug analogy is
yeah.
probably
it's
let
all right.
Me pull that one
you
back.
You got one this segment.
Smoking crack is like a great high.
Kyle.
Let me pull that one
yeah.
back.
if we get one good analogy per segment, we're going
I
places.
I blew it.
Yeah, don't try to go too far.
Yeah,
all right, 215-592-9494. Kyle, is this a Super Bowl or bust season for you?
So, like, something hit me not too long ago. And because I get that, look, the players are allowed to have the goal of the Super Bowl. They can say whatever they want. That's cute. It's great. I'm appreciative that that's their mindset. But coming at this from a fan's perspective, like I'm comparing my mentality to how I felt in years past when it was most definitely Super Bowl or bust for me. Like 2022, there was almost little to no doubt in my mind that we were one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yep.
We had our coordinators going into the second year. Like everybody was sort of there already. There was continuity. I don't necessarily feel that way going into this. Like Super Bowl or bust to me means this has to be the year. I don't think this has to be the year or else like that's it, like blow it up. Like I feel like there's still room for this team to grow and we could see the biggest growth going into next season, we're going to have a ton of cap space next offseason. I'm not packing it in, Hugh.
That young defense is going to have experience next year.
Yes, they're young. They're going to add more players.
So what am I going to do this year?
No, I'm not telling you to have no expectations.
I'm building my ramp to Louisiana.
Now, this is a building block season. I like that. Yeah. So we're building something here.
Well, like, I'm building a boat.
I'm just like, I don't think everybody in this city should be absolutely crushed, devastated, like, oh my God, what do we do now if we don't win the Super Bowl? That's not what I think the feeling should be.
It shouldn't be, but still, that's what you're aspiring for. Like, you're shooting for the win, yes, but you're ready to take the L.
But so that's the Super Bowl part of it. What about the bust part of it? The bust part of it to me is like, that's it. Like, we're screwed.
Oh, so you're worried about the bus part?
Well, yeah, that's part of the conversation, is it not?
I'm not worried about the bus part.
Well, I know you're not, but you should be.
Failure is not an option.
Is it a bust if this team doesn't win the Super Bowl? I don't think so.
It's a bust of the season,
no,
yes.
No.
Failure is not an option.
If the 49ers don't win the Super Bowl, it's a bust. They've been knocking on the door for 5 years.
No.
Their quarterback's about to get paid a change. They already paid the quarterback.
The window doesn't close if we lose this year.
I didn't say the window closed, but it's Super Bowl a bust.
Well, that's what bust is.
No, so now we're moving the line.
That's the line.
But
bust means it's really disappointing because you know the cliff is coming sooner than later.
It's very disappointing because we had an opportunity that we didn't capitalize on. We got the best offense in the NFL. Say I'm lying.
But it's not our best.
Sure,
it's not
because
our best opportunity.
I'm not sure that's the
say
truth.
Say I'm lying when I tell you that we have the best talent pound for pound in the NFL offensively.
We'll see. Tell me I'm a liar.
There's a lot of pounds, man.
Call me a liar.
You might be a liar.
I'm not lying.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll hit all your phone calls on the other side. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles?
Yes.
Hugh believes it. I don't. Look, I think they can be really good. But I don't view this as if they don't win, it's a colossal disappointment.
It is a disappointment.
They're the sixth youngest team in the league.
I don't care.
They're young. They're not ready for this.
When Kansas City won the Super Bowl, they were young.
They have the greatest quarterback in the sport and the greatest coach.
And we got a quarterback.
Nice quarterback. Yeah, he's not that guy.
He's a quarterback.
Yeah, I understand his position.
And he damn near outplayed the guy that you're talking about in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, boy, that coach and that quarterback are
a different
stratosphere.
He's had a sip of the wine, Joe. He's had a sip.
And I think he'll get the
whole
cup.
Now he needs to go get the whole cup.
He will one day. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls here.
I don't even know you anymore.
We got to tell you about Eagles Radiothon, and we got to tell you about the prize we're giving away today. A lot to get to, and a startling note. I mean, you got to hear this. From Shield Kapati on this team, odds. The odds tell a story. They always do. The odds on this team, both the good and the other side of it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494.
That intro still slapped.
Oh, it always does. Yeah. Always will as well. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll get to your phone calls in just a second here. Don't forget, it's Eagles Radiothon, and we got a lot going on. Text Midday to 53209 to make a donation. You could also, for $30, get the T-shirt designed by Kylie and Jason Kelce. We appreciate both of them being part of the show yesterday. EaglesRadiothon.com for all these. In a few minutes, Hugh's going to tell you about more of the experiences that we have there. But I wanted to point this out as we have this discussion. Is this really a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles?
Yes.
And Hugh believes it is. I don't.
My whole heart.
I know you do. I think the expectation should be to be a good team, and they have talent enough to make a run, but I don't view it as one of those years where they got to get it done. And there's also the specter of there's some boom or bust potential with this team. Like, it could go really well, or we have some questions, right? New coordinators.
That's any team, though.
Yeah, I mean, this team feels like it has.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
A little bit
right.
More of that, especially with the Sirianni factor. So, Shiel Kapadia over at The Ringer, he pointed this out in his recent column on the Eagles, and it was striking. So, you could bet on a variety of outcomes for teams, you know, in terms of their win total, alternate win total, all that kind of stuff. And the Eagles, this is, Shiel pointed this out over at FanDuel. The Eagles have roughly the same odds to get to the Super Bowl, plus 550, so that's their odds to win the NFC, as they do to win seven or fewer football games. That's a plus 540. Isn't that remarkable? Like that they're,
that's crazy.
The odds, at least the way they're set right now, is it's basically the same thing to get to the Super Bowl, which is obviously a very special thing, or be pretty bad. 7-10 or worse is bad in the NFL. Hugh, I don't think they're going to go 7-10, but like that just stuck out. Like, wow. Even the betting markets, Hugh, don't really know what to expect for this football team.
No, you know what's funny, and I talk to people all the time, and the premise is, or the feeling is, this team can be really, really good or really, really bad. Like, we've done a great job, or I've done a great job, of sticking my head in the sand and hoping and believing that a lot of the issues that this team had from last year were fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and part of the reason why I feel that way is because, you know, the teams that I've been a part of, at the end of the year, it's like a clean slate. And so I kind of feel like it's the same thing with this team. You know, we talked about a lot about the relationship between Jalen Hurts and Coach Sirianni. I think that is fixed to the point where, you know, the greater good will outweigh anything that they have going on. But you never know. You never know. See, so that's why I feel like that's the premise when it comes to this team. Either they're going to be really good or really bad, because that relationship, we don't know what's going to happen in adverse situations.
So it's interesting. As the offseason has moved along, I'm less worried about that part of it. I do think they're going to be pros about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do I think Sirianni and Hurts are best friends? No. I think they're going to be pros about it. I'm more concerned with the youth on the defense, how quickly they figure this thing out, how quickly the new offense gels, all the football stuff. That's what I'm wondering about. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll tell you about today's prize and how we're going to give away. I'm excited for this one today. Alex is up first on WIP. Hey, Alex.
Hopeful Hugh and no glass.
What's going on,
I've got
man?
A glass here. It's just a quarter way full today. What's up, Alex?
Hey, come on, man. What are we doing?
What do you mean?
Let me just break this down for you. It's 32 teams in the league.
Yes.
All right? Only two teams make it to the Super Bowl. Only one wins it. You telling me all of these teams don't have the goal to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, sure, but that's not realistic. Okay, so come on. The Patriots aren't going to the Super Bowl. The Cardinals aren't going to the Super Bowl. Come on.
In their mind, they are. As for me, my team is going every year. Until they prove me wrong, my team is going every year. I am an Eagles fan. I'm not sitting here looking for reasons why we're not going to go.
No, it's not looking for reasons.
We're going.
No, but Alec, hold on. But wait a second. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's different years. If the Eagles have the best players in the NFL at every position, you'll have a higher expectation to win the Super Bowl. And then there's been years, and it's not been a lot, but there's been years in the past where they've had a bad team. And you don't have the same expectation. It all depends on the players.
But see, this is the thing. You speak with a forked tongue sometimes, man. Because last year, you noticed statistically, all teams that go to the Super Bowl the year before usually don't make it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the expectation was on this team to go back last year. And even though they only lost six games, everybody freaking panicked. And, oh, my God, it was a great collapse. And it was bad.
It was bad. It was a bad collapse.
But what I'm saying is, You put that expectation on them last year. So why not us this year? Why
you,
not?
No,
just because we got new teams.
No,
new
you, Alex,
team.
You can't. You can. You
what's
can do that. Well, but they're young. I don't view it
and
that way.
A young
way.
Team can go. A young team can go.
It can.
A young team can gel with new coaches.
Sure.
They're all learning at the same time because they have new coaches, new players. Everybody's there. You got veterans. You got new players. You're telling me that that's an impossibility?
No,
that they can't
Alex,
go
I never. You know, now you're putting words in my mouth. I never said it was an impossibility. I merely said it's not Super Bowl or bust for me. The 04 Eagles, with all that age on defense, those guys had were aging out. They didn't have much prime left. That was a Super Bowl or bust season. And look what happened after that. It took them 4 more years to reset the team and get back close to it. That's a bust that, Super Bowl season. Either you win it or it's a disaster. I don't view this team like that.
Yeah, but see, see, I always have the problem with that. When people, because Cox left and because Jason Kelce left. Teams turn around all the time. Before Jason Kelce got in there was somebody before him. Do you remember his name?
Yeah, it was Jamal Jackson.
Okay.
I remember.
Before Cox, I mean, there was somebody there before him. So guess what? And then before him, there was somebody. And before him, there was some. So teams develop and they move on. Like, come on. It's not a freaking foregone conclusion that they can't do it. Anything is possible.
Alex, I agree with you.
Possible,
but I think you're misinterpreting. I never said it's impossible they win the Super Bowl. For me, it's not a bust if they don't do it. That's all. That's all.
Every year is a bust.
Well,
for me,
we just view it different. I like that about you, Alex. I like that. Alex, we preach the phone call. It's Super Bowl or bust every year for Alex.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust every year for everybody.
Hey, no.
Do you think, okay, let me ask you a question. Do you think when John Gruden took over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
mm-hmm.
and what they had been doing years prior, you don't think it was Super Bowl or bust for him?
I do, but that was an older team. This team's young.
Yeah, but he got him over the hump in one season, though.
I know. I guess
so
it
can happen.
It could happen, but do we realize how different this team is than this team 2 years ago? How many guys are even left?
Do you realize how different that team was than the one he had in Oakland?
Right, but that Bucs team was the same. Right? It was Sapp, and it was all those guys that had been building and building and building.
Yeah.
We don't have those guys.
But John Gruden came in, but my point is this. I think John Gruden came in. I'm not for certain. I had to ask one of them cats that actually played for Tampa. But he came in and he implemented his program.
Sure.
And they picked it up immediately and they were able to go to the Super Bowl. It can happen.
No, I want to make sure everyone knows. I think it could happen.
Yeah,
I'm
I
not
think
saying,
it's going to happen this year.
Yeah, for me, it wouldn't be like, oh, what a disaster of a season if they don't win the Super Bowl. I don't view it that way. If they're a good team and they get back to the playoffs and we feel like it's ascending when the year ends, I'll feel good moving forward.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying about that because you're stuck on the bus part. But it's Super Bowl or bust for me. I mean, you know, you could do whatever you want with the bus part because I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on Super Bowl.
You refuse to see the other side.
No, listen. And if I'm shooting for the Holy Grail and I fall short, I will deal with that when the time comes. Mm. But right now, what did Yoda say? Ain't no try. Just do.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's Yoda, right? That's Yoda.
It's Yoda.
Ain't no, try no, not whatever he said. Mm,
the more we dive into it, the worse
we're
getting.
Yeah, the worse
it's
getting. It's worse.
To do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah, there you go. There you
go. Thank you, Kyle, for helping out.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. I know all the Star Wars people was like thoroughly irritated at me trying to get that right.
Listen, you had one good analogy. The 10 o'clock hour recording is filled.
Exhaust your one analogy for the day. When it's good, pack it in.
I should have left it alone. No, because
leave on a
high
note.
It's kind of like going to the Super Bowl. I've had a taste of greatness. Now I'm reaching it. I'm aspiring for that one every time. In every hour, I'm going to aspire to beat the analogy that I gave.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Watch out, people.
It's just steadily getting worse.
Well, at least we got one today. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we do have a great giveaway today. A pair of tickets. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field on Friday, September 6th, a week from tomorrow. We're going to be there doing the pregame show. And then, obviously, everyone can hang out and watch the game live from the stadium seats on the big screen. Eagles-Packers, big, big game in week one. Can't wait for next Friday night. So we have a pair of tickets to give away today. We're going to do it by playing a little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
You know, Joe, I like to paint pictures, especially now since we do this Hughes Clues. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like every time people hear this music, they have either it invokes one or two feelings. A feeling of joy because they might get what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Or the person like, oh, hell, what type of terrible ass clue is he going to give us first? So here it is, people. The first clue. and this is in honor of college football, current college coach that I know personally.
Ooh, I like this one. All right, so college football starts. Yeah, it actually started last week, but that week zero is weird. Like,
wait, don't nobody count week zero.
Tonight.
Who played last week?
Florida State. Georgia Tech.
That was actually a good game, though.
Yeah, they played in Notre Dame.
Well, a good matchup.
Yeah, because it was upset.
Georgia Tech
upset Florida State.
Yeah, in Ireland, I think.
Yeah, it was in Ireland.
Yeah, it did start last week, but it really starts in earnest tonight and this weekend. All right, I like the first clue here. A little college football feel. A current college coach that Hugh knows. First person to guess the correct answer will win the pair of tickets next week to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Again, EaglesRadiothon.com is how you hop in. Text midday to 53209. After we talk to Chris here, Hugh's going to tell you about some of the great experiences.
Yeah,
you can get. Chris in Middletown, who was part of our midday show fantasy draft last night. What's up, Chris?
Happy post-draft day, man.
Chris, how's that draft looking the day after? You always got to look at that board the day after. How do you feel like you did?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I always love my drafts. And, yeah, you can just make out the check to Chris in Middletown. So it was
– are we giving out money?
Actually, no, Kyle said he was going to give the winner his shirt. But, Kyle, I don't know if I fit your shirt, but that's okay.
Yeah, you fill it out pretty good.
Yeah, that one that works out for anybody, yeah.
Yeah. Hey – Hugh,
yes.
I love what you're trying to do. You're trying to get into Hugh, like, hibernation mode. So we all know, like, the pajamas are going to be coming into the studio. And now you're getting so lazy, you're like, I ain't even shaving my head during.
I'm not, Chris. I'm not. I'm going to let this bald spot do what it do.
Man, not going to do much.
I'm going to let it do what it do, Joe.
You had all this energy coming into the spring and summer. He was cut, you know, getting in shape, getting all, you know, at the strong beard game. And now all of a sudden he's like, yo, winter's coming out. I don't even care no more. Like, just, I'm done.
So, oh, he was ordering sweatsuits the other day. This guy is ready to hunker down.
Yeah.
Well, he's already got his winter coat, so he's ready to go. He got a free one the other day, you know. So,
thank you, Ava Graham.
To the topic of the day, this is 100% Super Bowl or bust. You, of course, you're right, and those other two guys that with your are two cowards that are just being a little nervous, Nellies. I mean, guys, of course, Howie feels this way. Howie's all in. Otherwise, they wouldn't have went out and brought in Saquon Barkley and broke the NFL record for salaries for a running back, and they don't do that. So obviously, they're telling you. We're all in. We're full tilt. I don't want to hear this nonsense, Joe, of hedging your bets about next year and thinking about next year. That's a loser's mentality. You too, Kyle. I expect better out of a Delco guy than that. Come on.
You know what? Shut up.
So, you know what, guys? You know, a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. But it sounds like you might got two quitters in your midst there. They're trying to hit.
Nobody's quitting.
They don't want their feelings hurt.
Sometimes a dose of reality, and
they're afraid to love.
Why can't I go into this feeling good? Like, whatever, if they give me a playoff season and we win a playoff game,
that's not how it works.
I'm happy. It's a building block here. Mm-hmm. Why can't we call it that? Building block. Doesn't that sound better than Super Bowl or bust? Actually, it doesn't. It sounds worse.
Hey, Joe, the thing behind you that you know you sometimes see that you're afraid of, that's your shadow, buddy. It's okay.
I guess we just view it differently. Chris, we appreciate it. And you guys would not be surprised to know Chris from Middletown not only selected Saquon Barkley with the third overall pick last night, he had a Saquon Barkley Penn State jersey
in his bag. What did he say? It was on brand.
He was totally on brand last night. There's no question about it. Hugh, we're on brand here with the Eagles Radiothon because there's a ton of great experiences.
Oh,
so we have the ones for our show. You could play video games with Hugh. And by the way, the bids for that are jumping here today. You could sit in with our show. We'll come to you for a remote broadcast. You could bid on all that. Hugh, what else? Give us something else we could talk
about. Yeah, before I do that, though, I want to say thank you to all the people that have bidded on these items. Thank you for listening to the radio station. Without you guys, we couldn't do what we do. But the item that we have for bid today is the mid-show behind-the-scenes sit-in with two people. That means you get to sit in here with me and Joe Giglio and get to see how we do things here at the show. You get to talk to us, you know, in the break.
You get to see Hugh's analogies form. Like, you see the wheels turning as they happen here.
Because it kind of just happens at a spur of the moment. And we have these lovely tasty cakes that we can have, you know, and after you get done hanging out with us, we got a bunch of tasty cakes. You can't take them all, though, because... You know, you got to save something for me. But you come hang out in the studio with me and Joe and see how we do operate on a day-to-day basis. It's pretty fun.
It is. It's awesome. We'd love to have you in here. And obviously, all the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation, EaglesRadiothon.com.
Yeah, and then we got another one. If you don't want to sit in the studio If you want a bid, you can have me and Joe have a remote broadcast at your business. And from what I was listening to yesterday on the afternoon show, they were talking about they did it from somebody's home.
We'll go anywhere.
Yeah, as long as y'all paying. If you're paying and feeding, if you're cooking bacon,
I don't think that's not part of it.
What?
The bacon.
The bacon?
Yeah, as long as they donate the money, you don't have to have bacon.
I mean, but come on, man. If we coming at the, if you got to feed us.
All right,
stuff.
How about this? We bring the Hatfield bacon, they cook it while we're on the air.
Yeah, you think? Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
We'll
we can do
work.
That. But anyway, we'll take this remote on the road and go to your business. Me and Joe, we'll hang out with you all day. And if you got a nice stove and something, we'll bring some bacon and we'll cook some bacon.
I love it. EaglesRadiothon.com. If you also just want to donate whatever you can,
yes,
you could just text 53209, text midday to 53209, and you could donate. Also, there's a $30 t-shirt that Kylie and Jason Kelce designed themselves that you could buy for 30 bucks. EaglesRadiothon.com. So regardless of what you have to give, like some people obviously don't have the means to bid on these huge items, including hanging out with Howie for a day. If you do, great. If you don't, there's still a way to be part of this, and we really appreciate being a part of this and helping out the Eagles Radiothon. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson, who is up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
So, listen, it's very rare that I agree with Chris from Middletown on anything, but he was right. This is Super Bowl or bust, and it's not just because, you know, I'm 60 years old and I had to wait 53 years for the first one, so I probably don't have another 53 for the next one. But, you know, Kyle said something earlier in explaining why it's not Super Bowl or bust, saying, you know, it's not going to be like we're all going to be saying next year, like after this, well, what do we do now? Well, if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl because Jalen Hurts looks more like the 2023 Jalen Hurts than he did like the 2022 Jalen Hurts, and we all have to settle in on the reality that that's the real Jalen Hurts, everybody around here is going to be saying, what do we do now? Because we hitched our wagons to this guy, and the guy that went out there last year is not a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. So it all goes together. This is a legitimate Super Bowl team when Jalen Hurts plays at that level, and it's not when he doesn't. And that's what we need to see. We need to see Jalen Hurts go out and play at that level. And if he does that, then this team should win the Super Bowl because they are good enough.
Well, they'll be in the mix at least. Ken, do you have no concerns though about the defense? Like, let's say Jalen plays well. He plays well, and we all agree he played well. They could also not win the Super Bowl, and it's not his fault, right? It's more because they can't stop the Niners or the Lions in a playoff game. Like that's also possible.
No, I'm really not that concerned about it. If they don't turn the football over, so they're not giving the other team short fields, the defense is going to have to come up with maybe two, three at the most stops a game because the offense should hump. So I'm not concerned about it. And I'll tell you, Howie Roseman is the closest thing to Nick Saban in as much as, you know, the Eagles don't rebuild. They reload. And there's nobody in the league better at getting younger, cheaper, and more athletic than Howie Roseman. And I am really excited about these young guys. Everybody's down on Nolan Smith. I get it. He hasn't been as productive as they wanted, although he played like, what, 12% of the defensive snaps last year? So I don't know what you expect out of that. I look at that guy and I see, like, if you ever had a puppy that's like 11 months old and it's starting to fill out into its body, but it still doesn't know what to do with
analogy.
Its legs and all. You know, it's like what he reminds me of.
That's a great analogy.
So I am not at all worried about the defense. I'm not. And I'm convinced that Hassan Reddick was the biggest problem on the team last year because he was out there freelancing. Josh Sweat, as much as called him out in the press for it without naming him by name. And I think the problem is gone. I really do. I think the problem is gone.
Well, I hope you're right. I remember that when Sweat, I think it was after the Cowboy game, Sweat said that certain guys are not playing with the integrity of the defense. All right, Ken, who are we thinking here? College coach that Hugh knows personally.
You know, I'm not even sure if this counts as actual college football, which it pains me to say, but they play tomorrow night and they're local, so I'm going to say Stan Drayton.
Stan Drayton. You know Stan Drayton, Hugh?
Mm-mm.
No, Ken, good guess, but that's
that was a
not
good guess.
I'm excited to see where the guest is coming today. I mean, there's so many college football programs, and who you may have crossed paths with over the years. 215-592-9494. Do you consider this season Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? Hugh does. I don't. I think it's one where building, get that, you know, get that foundation back, two new coordinators, get back to knowing the next few years are that. Radiothon rolls on for another day here at WIP. All your calls the next segment. And when we come back, we'll address the disaster. And it was a disaster at Citizens Bank Park yesterday. And the biggest series of the season that starts tonight, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494.
That intro still slap.
Oh, it always does. Yeah. Always will as well. Is this a Super Bowl or bust season for the Philadelphia Eagles? We'll get to your phone calls in just a second here. Don't forget, it's Eagles Radiothon, and we got a lot going on. Text Midday to 53209 to make a donation. You could also, for $30, get the T-shirt designed by Kylie and Jason Kelsey. We appreciate both of them being part of the show yesterday. EaglesRadiothon.com for all these. In a few minutes, Hugh's going to tell you about more of the experiences that we have there. But I wanted to point this out as we have this discussion. Is this really a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles?
Yes.
And Hugh believes it is. I don't.
My whole heart.
I know you do. I think the expectation should be to be a good team, and they have talent enough to make a run, but I don't view it as one of those years where they got to get it done. And there's also the specter of there's some boom or bust potential with this team. Like, it could go really well, or we have some questions, right? New coordinators.
That's any team, though.
Yeah, I mean, this team feels like it has.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
A little bit
right.
More of that, especially with the Sirianni factor. So, Shiel Kapadia over at The Ringer, he pointed this out in his recent column on the Eagles, and it was striking. So, you could bet on a variety of outcomes for teams, you know, in terms of their win total, alternate win total, all that kind of stuff. And the Eagles, this is, Shiel pointed this out over at FanDuel. The Eagles have roughly the same odds to get to the Super Bowl, plus 550, so that's their odds to win the NFC, as they do to win seven or fewer football games. That's at plus 540. Isn't that remarkable? Like that they're,
that's crazy.
The odds, at least the way they're set right now, is it's basically the same thing to get to the Super Bowl, which is obviously a very special thing, or be pretty bad. 7-10 or worse is bad in the NFL. I don't think they're going to go 7-10, but like that just stuck out. Like, wow. Even the betting markets, who don't really know what to expect for this football team.
No, you know what's funny, and I talk to people all the time, and the premise is, or the feeling is, this team can be really, really good or really, really bad. Like, we've done a great job, or I've done a great job, of sticking my head in the sand and hoping and believing that a lot of the issues that this team had from last year were fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and part of the reason why I feel that way is because, you know, the teams that I've been a part of, at the end of the year, it's like a clean slate. And so I kind of feel like it's the same thing with this team. You know, we talked about a lot about the relationship between Jalen Hurts and Coach Sirianni. I think that is fixed to the point where, you know, the greater good will outweigh anything that they have going on. But you never know. You never know. See, so that's why I feel like that's the premise when it comes to this team. Either they're going to be really good or really bad, because that relationship, we don't know what's going to happen in adverse situations.
So it's interesting. As the offseason has moved along, I'm less worried about that part of it. I do think they're going to be pros about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, do I think Sirianni and Hurts are best friends? No. I think they're going to be pros about it. I'm more concerned with the youth on the defense, how quickly they figure this thing out, how quickly the new offense gels, all the football stuff. That's what I'm wondering about. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll tell you about today's prize and how we're going to give away. I'm excited for this one today. Alex is up first on WIP. Hey, Alex.
Hopeful Hugh and no glass.
What's going
on?
I've
got a glass here. It's just a quarter way full today. What's up, Alex?
Hey, come on, man. What are we doing?
What do you mean?
Let me just break this down for you. It's 32 teams in the league.
Yes.
All right? Only two teams make it to the Super Bowl. Only one wins it. You telling me all of these teams don't have the goal to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, sure, but that's not realistic.
Okay, so
come on. The Patriots aren't going to the Super Bowl. The Cardinals aren't going to the Super Bowl. Come on.
In their mind, they are. As for me, my team is going every year. Until they prove me wrong, my team is going every year. I am an Eagles fan. I'm not sitting here looking for reasons why we're not.
No, it's not looking for reasons.
We're going.
No, but Alex, hold on. But wait a second. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's different years. If the Eagles have the best players in the NFL at every position, you'll have a higher expectation to win the Super Bowl. And then there's been years, and it's not been a lot, but there's been years in the past where they've had a bad team, and you don't have the same expectation. It all depends on the players.
But see. This is the thing. You speak with a forked tongue sometimes, man. Because last year, you noticed statistically, all teams that go to the Super Bowl the year before usually don't make it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the expectation was on this team to go back last year. And even though they only lost six games, everybody freaking panicked. And, oh, my God, it was a great collapse. And it was bad. It was bad.
It was a bad collapse.
But what I'm saying is you put that expectation on them last year. So why not us this year? Why
you,
not?
No, I mean,
just because we got new teams.
No,
new
you,
team.
Alex, you can't. You can. You can do that. Well, but they're young. I don't view it
and
that way.
A young team can go. A young team can go.
It can.
A young team can gel with new coaches.
Sure.
They're all learning at the same time because they have new coaches, new players. Everybody's there. You got veterans. You got new players. You're telling me that that's an impossibility?
No,
that they
Alex,
can't go
I never. You know, now you're putting words in my mouth. I never said it was an impossibility. I merely said it's not Super Bowl or bust for me. The 04 Eagles, with all that age on defense, those guys were aging out. They didn't have much prime left. That was a Super Bowl or bust season. And look what happened after that. It took them four more years to reset the team and get back close to it. That's a bust Super Bowl season. Either you win it or it's a disaster. I don't view this team like that.
Yeah, but see, I always have the problem with that. When people, because Cox left and because Jason Kelce left. Teams turn around all the time. Before Jason Kelce got in there was somebody before him. Do you remember his name?
Yeah, it was Jamal Jackson.
Okay.
I remember.
Before Cox, I mean, there was somebody there before him. So guess what? And then before him, there was somebody. And before him, there was some. So teams develop and they move on. Like, come on. It's not a freaking foregone conclusion that they can't do it. Anything is possible.
Alex, I agree with you.
Possible,
but I think you're misinterpreting. I never said it's impossible they win the Super Bowl. For me, it's not a bust if they don't do it. That's all. That's all.
Every year is a bust.
Well,
for me,
we just view it different. I like that about you, Alex. I like that. Alex, we preach the phone call. It's Super Bowl or bust every year for Alex.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust every year for everybody.
Hey, no.
Do you think, okay, let me ask you a question. Do you think when John Gruden took over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and what they had been doing years prior, you don't think it was Super Bowl or bust for him?
I do, but that was an older team. This team's young.
Yeah, but he got him over the hump in one season, though.
I know. I guess
so it can happen.
It could happen, but do we realize how different this team is than the team 2 years ago? How many guys are even left?
Do you realize how different that team was than the one he had in Oakland?
Right, but that Bucs team was the same, right? It was Sapp, and it was all those guys that had been building and building and building.
Yeah.
We don't have those guys.
But John Gruden came in, but my point is this. I think John Gruden came in. I'm not for certain. I had to ask one of them cats that actually played for Tampa. But he came in and he implemented his program.
Sure.
And they picked it up immediately and they were able to go to the Super Bowl. It can happen.
No, I want to make sure everyone knows. I think it could happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen this year.
Yeah, for me, it wouldn't be like, oh, what a disaster of a season if they don't win the Super Bowl. I don't view it that way. If they're a good team and they get back to the playoffs and we feel like it's ascending when the year ends, I'll feel good moving forward.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying about that because you're stuck on the bus part. But it's Super Bowl or bust for me. And I mean, you know, you could do whatever you want with the bus part because I'm not focusing on that. I'm focusing on Super Bowl.
You refuse to see the other side.
No, listen. And if I'm shooting for the Holy Grail and I fall short, I will deal with that when the time comes. Mm. But right now, what did Yoda say? Ain't no try. Just do.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's Yoda, right? That's Yoda.
It's Yoda.
Ain't no, try no, not whatever he said. Mm,
the more we dive into it, the worse we're
getting. Yeah, it's worse.
But do or do not, there is no try.
Yeah, there you go. There you
go. Thank you, Kyle, for helping out.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. I know all the Star Wars people was like thoroughly irritated at me trying to get that right.
Listen, you had one good analogy. The 10 o'clock hour recording is filled.
Exhaust your one analogy for the day. When it's good, pack it in.
I should have left it alone. No, because
leave on a
high note. It's kind of like going to the Super Bowl. I've had a taste of greatness. Now I'm reaching it. I'm aspiring for that one every time. In every hour, I'm going to aspire to beat the analogy that I gave.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. It's
watch out, people.
It's just steadily getting worse.
Well, at least we got one today. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we do have a great giveaway today. A pair of tickets. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field on Friday, September 6th, a week from tomorrow. We're going to be there doing the pregame show. And then, obviously, everyone can hang out and watch the game live from the stadium seats on the big screen. Eagles-Packers, big, big game in week one. Can't wait for next Friday night. So we have a pair of tickets to give away today. We're going to do it by playing a little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
You know, Joe, I like to paint pictures, especially now since we do this Hughes Clues. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like every time people hear this music, they have either it invokes one or two feelings. A feeling of joy because they might get what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Or the person like, oh, hell, what type of terrible-ass clue is he going to give us first? So here it is, people. The first clue, and this is in honor of college football. Current college coach that I know personally.
Ooh, I like this one. All right, so college football starts. Yeah, it actually started last week, but that week zero is weird. Like,
wait, don't nobody count week zero.
Tonight.
Who played last week?
Florida State. Georgia State.
That was actually a good
Dame.
Game,
yeah, they played in Notre Dame.
Well, a good matchup.
Yeah, because it was upset.
Georgia Tech
upset Florida State.
Yeah, in Ireland, I think.
Yeah,
it was
in Ireland.
Yeah, it did start last week, but it really starts in earnest tonight and this weekend. All right, I like the first clue here. A little college football feel. A current college coach that Hugh knows. First person to guess the correct answer will win the pair of tickets next week to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Again, EaglesRadiothon.com is how you hop in. Text midday to 53209. After we talk to Chris here, Hugh's going to tell you about some of the great experiences.
Great experiences.
Yeah, you can get. Chris in Middletown, who was part of our midday show fantasy draft last night. What's up, Chris?
Happy post-draft day, man.
Chris, how's that draft looking a day after? You always got to look at that board the day after. How do you feel like you did?
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I always love my drafts. And, yeah, you could just make out the check to Chris in Middletown. So it was
Are we giving out money?
Actually, no, Kyle said he was going to give the winner his shirt. But, Kyle, I don't know if I fit your shirt, but that's okay.
Yeah, you filled out pretty good.
Yeah, that works out for anybody, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Hugh,
yes.
I love what you're trying to do. You're trying to get into Hugh, like, hibernation mode. So we all know, like, the pajamas are going to be coming into the studio. And now you're getting so lazy, you're like, I ain't even shaving my head during.
I'm not, Chris. I'm not sure. I'm going to let this ball spot like, do what it do.
It's not going to do much.
I'm going to let it do what it do, Joe.
You had all this energy coming into the spring and summer. He was Hugh, getting in shape, getting all, you know, at the strong beard game. And now all of a sudden he's like, yo, winter's come out. I don't care no more. Like, just, I'm done.
So, oh, he was ordering sweatsuits the other day. This guy is ready to hunker down.
Yeah.
Well, he's already got his winter coat, so he's ready to go. He got a free one the other day, you know. So,
thank you, Ava Graham.
To the topic of the day, this is 100% Super Bowl or bust. You, of course, you're right, and those other two guys that with you are two cowards that are just being a little nervous, Nellies. I mean, guys, of course, Howie feels this way. Howie's all in. Otherwise, they wouldn't have went out and brought in Saquon Barkley and broke the NFL record for salaries for a running back, and they don't do that. So obviously, they're telling you. We're all in. We're full tilt. I don't want to hear this nonsense, Joe, of hedging your bets about next year and thinking about next year. That's a loser's mentality. You too, Kyle. I expect better out of a Delco guy than that. Come on.
You know what? Shut up.
So, you know what, guys? You know, a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. But it sounds like you might got two quitters in your midst there. They're trying to hit.
Nobody's quitting.
They don't want their feelings hurt. Just,
sometimes a dose of reality, and
they're
then
afraid to
it helps.
They're
it
afraid
helps.
To love.
Why can't I go into this feeling good? Like, whatever, if they give me a playoff season and we win a playoff game,
it's not how it works.
I'm happy. It's a building block here. Why can't we call it that? Building block. Doesn't that sound better than Super Bowl or bust? Actually, doesn't. It sounds worse.
Hey, Joe, the thing behind you that you know you sometimes see that you're afraid of, that's your shadow, buddy. It's okay.
I guess we just view it differently. Chris, we appreciate it. And you guys would not be surprised to know Chris from Middletown not only selected Saquon Barkley with the third overall pick last night, he had a Saquon Barkley Penn State jersey
in his bag. What did he say? It was on brand.
He was totally on brand last night. There's no question about it. Hugh, we're on brand here with the Eagles Radiothon because there's a ton of great experiences.
Oh,
so we have the ones for our show. You could play video games with Hugh. And by the way, the bids for that are jumping here today. You could sit in with our show. We'll come to you for a remote broadcast. You could bid on all that. Hugh, what else? Give us something else we could talk
before
about.
Before I do that, though, I want to say thank you to all the people that have bidded on these items. Thank you for listening to the radio station. Without you guys, we couldn't do what we do. But the item that we have for bid today is the mid-show behind-the-scenes sit-in with two people. That means you get to sit in here with me and Joe Giglio and get to see how we do things here at the show. You get to talk to us, you know, in the break.
You get to see Hugh's analogies form. Like, you see the wheels turning as they happen here.
Because it kind of just happens at a spur of the moment. And we have these lovely tasty cakes that we can have, you know, and after you get done hanging out with us, we got a bunch of tasty cakes. You can't take them all, though, because, you know, you got to save some for me. But you come hang out at the studio with me and Joe and see how we do operate on a day-to-day basis. Pretty fun.
It is. It's awesome. We'd love to have you in here. And obviously, all the proceeds go to the Eagles Autism Foundation. EaglesRadiothon.com.
Yeah, and we got another one. If you don't want to sit in the studio, if you want to bid, you can have me and Joe have a remote broadcast at your business. And from what I was listening to yesterday on the afternoon show, they were talking about they did it from somebody's home.
We'll go anywhere.
Yeah, as long as y'all paying. If you're paying and feeding, if you're cooking bacon,
I don't think that's not part of it.
What?
The bacon.
The bacon?
Yeah, as long as they donate the money, you don't have to have bacon.
I mean, but come on, man. If we come in at the, if you got to feed us.
All right,
stuff.
How about this? We bring the Hatfield bacon, they cook it while we're on the air.
Yeah, you think? Okay, that's cool. That's cool. We can do that. But anyway, we'll take this remote on the road and go to your business. Me and Joe, we'll hang out with you all day. And if you got a nice stove and something, we'll bring some bacon and we'll cook some bacon.
I love it. EaglesRadiothon.com. If you also just want to donate whatever you can,
yes,
you could just text 53209, text midday to 53209, and you could donate. Also, there's a $30 t-shirt that Kylie and Jason Kelce designed themselves that you could buy for 30 bucks. EaglesRadiothon.com. So regardless of what you have to give, like some people obviously don't have the means to bid on these huge items, including hanging out with Howie for a day. If you do, great. If you don't, there's still a way to be part of this, and we really appreciate being a part of this and helping out the Eagles Radiothon. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ken in Cinnaminson, who is up on WIP. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
So, listen, it's very rare that I agree with Chris from Middletown on anything, but he was right. This is Super Bowl or bust, and it's not just because, you know, I'm 60 years old and I had to wait 53 years for the first one, so I probably don't have another 53 for the next one. But, you know, Kyle said something earlier in explaining why it's not Super Bowl or bust, saying, you know, it's not going to be like we're all going to be saying next year, like after this, well, what do we do now? Well, if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl because Jalen Hurts looks more like the 2023 Jalen Hurts than he did like the 2022 Jalen Hurts, and we all have to settle in on the reality that that's the real Jalen Hurts, everybody around here is going to be saying, what do we do now? Because we hitched our wagons to this guy, and the guy that went out there last year is not a Super Bowl winning quarterback. So it all goes together. This is a legitimate Super Bowl team when Jalen Hurts plays at that level, and it's not when he doesn't. And that's what we need to see. We need to see Jalen Hurts go out and play at that level. And if he does that, then this team should win the Super Bowl because they are good enough.
Well, they'll be in the mix at least. Ken, do you have no concerns though about the defense? Like, let's say Jalen plays well. He plays well, and we all agree he played well. They could also not win the Super Bowl, and it's not his fault, right? It's more because they can't stop the Niners or the Lions in a playoff game. Like, that's also possible.
No, I'm really not that concerned about it. If they don't turn the football over, so they're not giving the other team short fields, the defense is going to have to come up with maybe two, three at the most stops a game because the offense should hump. So I'm not concerned about it. And I'll tell you, Howie Roseman is the closest thing to Nick Saban in as much as, you know, the Eagles don't rebuild. They reload. And there's nobody in the league better at getting younger, cheaper, and more athletic than Howie Roseman. And I am really excited about these young guys. Everybody's down on Nolan Smith. I get it. He hasn't been as productive as they wanted, although he played like, what, 12% of the defensive snaps last year? So I don't know what you expect out of that. I look at that guy and I see, like, if you ever had a puppy that's like 11 months old and it's starting to fill out into its body, but it still doesn't know what to do with
analogy.
Its legs and all. You know, it's like, it's that's
analogy.
What he reminds me of.
That's a great analogy.
So I am not at all worried about the defense. I'm not. And I'm convinced that Hassan Reddick was the biggest problem on the team last year because he was out there freelancing. Josh Sweat, as much as called him out in the press for it without naming him by name. And I think the problem is gone. I really do. I think the problem is gone.
Well, I hope you're right. I remember that when Sweat, I think it was after the Cowboy game, Sweat said that these certain guys are not playing with the integrity of the defense. All right, Ken, who are we thinking here? College coach that Hugh knows personally.
You know, I'm not even sure if this counts as actual college football, which it pains me to say. But they play tomorrow night and they're local, so I'm going to say Stan Drayton.
Stan Drayton. You know Stan Drayton, Hugh? Mm-mm. No, Ken, good guess, but that's
that was a
not
good guess.
It. I'm excited to see where the guest is coming today. I mean, there's so many college football programs and who you may have crossed paths with over the years. 215-592-9494. Do you consider this season Super Bowl or bust for the Eagles? Hugh does. I don't. I think it's one where building, get that foundation back, two new coordinators, get back to knowing the next few years are that. Radiothon rolls on for another day here at WIP. All your calls the next segment. And when we come back, we'll address the disaster. And it was a disaster at Citizens Bank Park yesterday. And the biggest series of the season that starts tonight, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.